Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a guy who, this is from his wife and their daughter, who exceeds and does very well and is on the honor roll. She's 12 years old in her junior high. But they got some erroneous letter that was intended for someone else and about her attendance and that she was doing poorly. And so her father...
missing a lot of school and he
went... Yeah, he was naturally upset.
You're the guidance counselor from hell.
Sure.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Mr. please.
This is him.
This is Doug Harris from Junior High School. How are you?
Oh, doing okay.
I'm a guidance counselor here, and I'm calling about your daughter, Jessica.
Yeah?
Have any of our people talked to you about her attendance problem?
Well, she doesn't really have an attendance problem. She's been sick, and she's missed a little bit of school. Hmm. Other than that, she makes straight A's, and all the teachers say that she's awesome student, and they wish everyone was good a student as her.
Well, my records show that she's missed quite a bit of work, and it's become a habitual, and that we've tried to contact you, but you didn't seem too receptive trying to correct the problem.
She has missed quite a bit of work.
On the days that she's not there, obviously she wasn't able to complete her assignments.
Did you? Yes, she does complete her assignments. She makes straight A's.
Mm-hmm. See, she used to be such a good student. That's why we were concerned, and we want to make sure.
What do you mean she used to be such a good student?
Well, before she started missing all this time.
So you're telling me that she's not a good student anymore?
I'm just saying we want to
No, you're not. Just saying. You said she used to be a good student.
We just want to intervene before it becomes a problem.
It is not a problem. She's sick, she's going to miss school.
I understand that, but this seems to be more than that. You know, my job as a counselor is to try to get them straightened out before...
Well, why don't I come down there and let's just have a little talk?
Before they head down the wrong road.
Are you at school?
Now, has there been problems at home?
Man, look, there is no problems anywhere. Jessica's not a problem. She's an excellent student. She makes straight A's, always had made straight A's.
Right.
And yes, she does get sick every now and then, but... that's it. And when she's sick, she is going to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no problem with that, but I mean, to ignore the red flags that we are seeing, I think would be a huge mistake on your part.
Okay, well, look, why don't I just come down to school and let's review her and review what she's done in her school?
That sounds like an excellent idea. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get her out of her class and talk to her myself before you get here.
Well, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
And, well, and if I have to... Uh-oh. He's leaving. Call him right back. Hurry. He's going to head to the school.
This could be a problem.
Hello?
I thought maybe I could just paddle her. And
don't you dare touch her.
You think that fix it up, Michael?
Who is this?
And then when I'm done with her, I'm going to turn you over my knee and paddle your ass, too.
Who is this?
This is Dean and Raj.
Unbelievable.
We were
at work listening.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. Who did this?
This is from your wife, Shelley.
I can't believe that.
We were calling you back immediately. We were afraid you were going to be at the school strangling some principal.
Man, oh man. Dean and Raj, this is unbelievable. She listens to you every single morning, laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.